This is Brother Matter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. And I want to talk to you for just a few minutes. Some of you may have been seeing the videos on Facebook, how the Lord has stirred me about prayer. But the Lord this morning began to deal with my heart about ministers taking time to seek the Lord. We are in a day of visitation. We preach this morning into Africa through the live stream, speaking to ministers and people there. And the Lord began to deal with me about a visitation of His Spirit that was now breaking forth in the earth. You know, a year ago, on November the 12th, 2017, I had a visitation of the Lord. I was sitting in a little church in Blue Ridge, Georgia, and they were taking prayer requests. It says no reflection on the people there, but they were taking prayer requests like a lot of churches do. And the Lord took me out in the Spirit, and I saw God's people everywhere that they were praying, but there was a hopelessness, there was a helplessness, there was no life, there was no energy in the prayer. People weren't putting forth an effort to pray because they felt defeated. They felt like it was useless to pray and seek the Lord. And right there, the Lord spoke to me and He told me, He said, a new move of my Spirit has begun. He said, it's not coming, it's here. So the Lord went on and took me into Matthew, the 4th chapter, how that Jesus came out of, I believe it says He came out of Canaan, went into Galilee, and then He went into the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, I believe it starts around Matthew 4, 13 or 14, and He talked about how that people that sat in the region and shadow of death saw great light, for great light has sprung up, and Jesus come forth and from that time began to preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So the Lord told me 2 years ago on November the 12th that there was an act of God in the earth, that something had started in the earth. And I've been preaching about this, exhorting on it, telling people, trying to get people to pray, be encouraged, stay ready. People are, God's people are being hit with some things, and there's a lot of things that are happening. And the Lord told us last April in a prophecy, April the 25th, 2019, that there were some things going to be shaken. And He said, only those that are shaken, that cannot be moved, may remain. And if your trials move you, then you're not grounded, you're not settled, and you're not going to come through and possess this kingdom of God and possess what God wants to work in your life. But anyway, the Lord, He dealt with me, and I've been preaching it. And here a few weeks back, I told the Lord that I'm ready to see something. You told me this 2 years ago, I'm ready to see something. I'm ready for you to move and do something. And the Lord put it in my spirit. You know, He spoke by Joel the prophet, and He said, it's going to come to pass in the last days that I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Well, God didn't pour His Spirit out upon all flesh on the day of Pentecost. He poured it out on that 120 gathered together in that upper room. But the Lord compared that and assured me, He said, what I do this time is not going to be in a corner, but I am going to pour out my Spirit everywhere, all over the world, on all flesh. And the Lord caused me to understand that takes more preparation than just getting 100 or so people together in one place on the face of the earth. But the Lord is doing this all over the earth. He told in Haggai prophesied that our God's going to shake the heavens. He's going to shake the sea, going to shake the earth, the dry land, and the desire of all nations is going to come to Him. So God is preparing a visitation in all nations. And the way the Lord started dealing with me today, I believe that visitation is on us. I believe it is upon us. And I believe it's time for ministers to come aside and set their hearts to seek God, for God to endue you with power from on high. You know, we have not had a visitation likened unto the book of Acts since God poured it out on the day of Pentecost. We got to have a restoration of that visitation to restore the power, the government, the ministry, the gifts, the anointing, because we don't have it, church. You say what you want to I still have miracles from time to time. I still have great deliverance, but it's not like it was when I was on the evangelistic field all the time. But I feel such a moving in my spirit. I feel such a restoring. And I want to read this to you out of the book of Isaiah. And it's found in chapter 55, and it starts with the sixth verse. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. The Lord started pulling on my heart. He said, it's time to seek me, because I've drawn nigh to the earth to visit the earth, and it's time for you to seek me while you can find me. But for us to find him, we got to do something, children. He said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord. So the people he's talking to here are doing wickedness. They're living in unrighteousness. But they must have at one time knew God, because the Lord said here, let him return. It's time to return. It's time to return unto the Lord. Like the Lord began to speak in Hosea, the sixth chapter, and let me get over there to it. I don't want to misquote anything. You always got people that are going to sit right there over your shoulder, and if you miss a period or forget to dot an I or cross a T, they're going to say you misquoted. So I'm going to Hosea, the sixth chapter, and I believe that's where I want to go. And yes, it is, in the very first verse. And Hosea says, come. He's telling the people, come. And let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he shall raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then verse 3, look what he says. Then shall we know if, y'all see that? Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto you as the rain, the latter rain, and the former rain unto the earth. So he said, if you follow on to know the Lord, he's going to come unto you as the morning. What does the morning do? It drives back darkness. It can be just pitch black outside, and that sun can begin to rise before you ever see it. It's starting to drive back darkness. I remember when the Lord spoke to my spirit back in 95, started telling me about what he was going to do in the earth. And he put it in my spirit. He said, go stand outside or look outside about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning and look toward the east. He said, as you look out there, you're going to see nothing but darkness. There may be a star shining here and there. He said, but for a long time still, it's going to be dark. He said, but then you're going to see the sky get a little lighter and a little lighter and a little lighter and a little lighter. He said, as it lightens up, he said, you're facing that east horizon. He said, you're going to see that sun begin to come up over that horizon. Most time, it's like a dark red ball and just comes up. And as it gets up in the sky, you can even look at it, just right at it. It's that deep, dark red. But you give that sun about 20 or 30 minutes, and this is what the Lord told me. He said, you can see this when it first starts. He said, once that sun gets 30 minutes or so up in the air, he said, you cannot look at it. You cannot behold the glory of the rising of the sun. And said, know that as I begin this move, it's going to be slow. Said it's going to get a little lighter and a little lighter and a little lighter and a little more truth, a little more truth, a little more truth. He said, but then there's going to be a glory of the rising of my son. And he said, people ain't going to be able to behold the glory that I'm bringing forth. And I know God's bringing forth a working and a moving of his spirit. The Lord put it in my spirit this morning. There is a visitation in the earth, and you're now going to see it. It's going to start slow, and the Lord told me. He said, don't be worried. He said, when you see it's still hard to draw a crowd, there's still a few people coming to the tents or the auditoriums, or he said, don't worry. He said, this thing is going to grow. This that God is doing now, excuse me, is going to grow. This is going to grow. We are going into a visitation where the Spirit of God is going to be felt and seen with his glory in all the earth. But He told Isaiah, he said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And for the Lord's drawn nigh to the earth. Let me get back over to that scripture. He said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So the Lord is drawing us, he's pulling us. He's pulling us by his Spirit to come aside and seek him. And I'm encouraging every minister everywhere, there's something new happening in the earth. You know, the Lord has been speaking since 2016 about a new anointing, a new visitation, a new working of his Spirit. And this is not going to come to just people that know God. This is going to come to people that do not know the Lord. This is going to come to people that may never have had an experience in God. They may know who God is. They may have a knowledge about God. But as far as knowing the power and the authority and the dominion that some of us have experienced, it's not going to start out that way. This is going to be like Cornelius, the house of Cornelius, and Peter going to the Gentiles. They had a knowledge of God. They knew about God. But to know the power of God existed, to know about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to know how real God was, they didn't know. Yet they knew God was real because Cornelius was a man who sought God. He was a man that loved God. And when the Lord appeared to him, he said, Cornelius, thy praying and thy giving or thy alms has come up before God as a memorial. So I want you to know it's time to seek the Lord while he may be found. It's time to come and let us return to the Lord. Forget about everything that's gone on. Forget about how he's torn us, how he's smitten us. He said he's going to heal us and bind us up. And we need to come before the Lord, especially the ministers, in a time of seeking God for a fresh anointing, for a power of the Spirit, for a working of the Holy Ghost to take hold of our lives. Let this word get a hold of you. Let the working of the Spirit move in you, and let the power of God overshadow you and change you and bring you forward, because there is a new anointing. There is a new visitation. This is a time to present ourselves before the Lord, because if we'll seek the Lord right now, I'm here to tell you, we will find him, and I'm ready to find the Lord. I'm ready to find something new, alive, and real. I'm ready to see God visit his people. I pray this word has been a stir to you. May God bless you, is my prayer.